with Radio on the Go News. I'm Mitch Williams. This from the National Weather Service in Des Moines. Strong to severe thunderstorms are possible late this afternoon into this evening. At this time, the main hazards are large hail and damaging winds, but a few tornadoes are also possible. Severe risk is greatest across portions of central and northern Iowa, with the biggest risk near the Iowa-Minnesota border. The Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship this week released three Iowa poultry sites from avian influenza quarantine restrictions. The restrictions prohibited the movement of poultry and poultry products on or off the affected premises and were lifted after these sites were cleared from the bird flu. The sites released from quarantine include a commercial pullet site in Franklin County, a commercial turkey site in Hamilton County, and a site of commercial breeding chickens in Humboldt County. Quarantines will be lifted on remaining sites as requirements for release are met. The latest outbreak of avian influenza has been confirmed at 19 poultry sites across Iowa, including at 15 commercial sites and 4 backyard sites. Today, the Iowa Department of Natural Resources released an administrative consent order between the agency and David Muth Sr. for the purpose of resolving repeated failures to timely submit manure management plan updates and fees for an animal feeding operation in Butler County. Muth must pay an administrative penalty of $3,000. His facility consists of 2 confinement buildings housing 3,600 swine finishers. Last night, the Butler County Sheriff's Department arrested 19-year-old Logan Ochai of Shell Rock for failing to appear from the original charges of domestic abuse assault and for assault causing bodily injury or mental illness. He was also charged with providing false ID information. Ochai is being held at the Butler County Jail. Last night, the Iowa Falls Police Department arrested 28-year-old James Roll of Iowa Falls for a second offense OWI and for driving while revoked. Roll is being held at the Hardin County Jail. The Cerro Gordo County Board of Supervisors this week approved an amendment to the county's current fiscal year budget. The budget will have an ending balance of over $29.8 million as of June 30th, 2022. In other business, the Cerro Gordo supervisors approved a multi-jurisdictional comprehensive plan agreement with RDG Planning and Design, Incorporated. The statewide average cost of gasoline is way up, but the travel forecast for Memorial Day weekend calls for it to be the busiest in years. Meredith Mitz, spokeswoman for AAA Iowa, says despite the high price to fill the tank, people are ready to get out of the house and down the road.
Most folks will be traveling by car. That is always our highest number. I believe about 90% of our Memorial Day travelers plan to travel by car, which is a 4.6% increase over last year. But we also have a significant rise in air travel.
The price Iowans are paying for gas won't foil many vacation plans.
We're still going to see people are traveling because there has been such a pent-up demand for travel. So instead of choosing not to go, people are choosing to cut costs and other measures. And that means taking a shorter distance trip or staying at a less expensive hotel, maybe camping instead, or cutting back on some of the shopping, dining, and entertainment.
Besides the high price at the pump, some Iowans are turned off by having to wear a mask. While many airlines have eliminated the mask requirement, it would be wise to still pack plenty of them in your carry-on bag.
That is something that everybody should double-check before they head out because the requirements are changing so often, whether it's the airline that's requiring a mask or it could be the airport itself.
AAA projects Memorial Day weekend will be the busiest in 3 years. Reservations for flights, hotels, and cruises for Memorial Day weekend are twice as strong as last year's holiday. Iowa is the first state in the nation to require most gas stations to sell fuel with at least 15% ethanol under a bill signed by Governor Kim Reynolds. Reynolds signed the bill on Tuesday on a farm near Prairie City, about 20 miles east of Des Moines. She signed the bill on a flatbed wagon backed by tractors and corn planters, highlighting what she called a victory for Iowa farmers and biofuel advocates. The ethanol industry consumes about half of Iowa's corn crop. The state leads the nation in corn and ethanol production. Most gas sold in Iowa and across the country is blended with 10% ethanol. And don't forget, with the spring season here, KLMJ is looking for weather spotters to call in rainfall totals from around the broadcast area. 24-hour rainfall totals can be called in between 6 and 8 a.m. every morning at 641-456-5656. KLMJ is still looking for rainfall totals from the likes of Belmont, Bradford, Clarksville, Marble Rock, Popejoy, Rockford, Rockwell, and Steamboat Rock. And our high thus far for today here at the Radio On The Go studios in Hampton, 89 degrees, our morning low, 61. For Radio On The Go News, I'm Mitch Williams.